Rob Cowan Show with Anna DeBlasis right here on 720 WGN. Don't forget, coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we've got Blackhawks tickets to give away.
Woo!
Thanks to our dear friends at Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. All right, Mike Rogers is joining us. No, not that Mike Rogers, the other Mike Rogers. The first Mike Rogers. The Mike Rogers, who is the former House Intelligence Committee chairman and former FBI agent. You see him on the TV. You see him on CNN. He's got a show on CNN called Declassified, which is Do Not Miss Television.
Great show.
If you want to know the truth about that. CNN's got a lot of programming like that now that is like that especially one-hour programming they've
right,
got that's
like
very, very, very
Anthony
good.
Anthony Bourdain.
Yes.
Many others.
Exactly. Except in this case, Mike doesn't actually...
He doesn't eat weird foods.
He doesn't go to street vendors in Guatemala and have a, you know...
A scorpion.
Tostada. Yeah, a scorpion tostada. Although, Mike, you might want to try that. That might be something for you.
I've actually had scorpion. I was in a remote region of China on one occasion, and they fried it up and served it up.
Did it taste like chicken?
They take the stinger out of that, or what do they do?
tasted like insect. If
there was
insect.
Great.
I know. Have you ever? I've had grasshoppers and crickets and things like that, and I'm telling you, it's not good. I don't care how much. It's delicious.
You know, it's the myth that stuff is okay.
Oh,
that's why
totally.
They douse it with chocolate and
or
put it on there.
Yeah. Deep fry it and put lots of salt on it.
Yeah, they go, protein. All right, this is not why we called.
Different
Listen.
Subject.
all right, I'm going to go right
and
to the...
Thanks for the plug on Declassified.
Oh, it's awesome.
We have another really exciting 8 episodes starting in June of this year.
That's awesome.
It's going to be great.
Really, really fun. And you learn so much. I love shows like that because you learn so much about how this process really goes. And I think that's why right now this is a very, very germane issue because you've got the House Intelligence Committee that seems to have now become infected with the political mood of the nation. And it's got a very, very serious and important job in front of it. And I just want to compare that to the way that the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is also investigating ties between the Russian government and individuals in the Trump campaign, if there were ties and if those ties were in any way, there was collusion in those ties. The Senate says this is the most important thing that we're going to do. They're handling it very quietly, and they're trying to keep the politics out of it. The House now apparently has included that. Should Devin Nunes step aside?
Oh, I don't know if he should step aside. I mean, I think the Senate ought to continue doing what they're doing. Obviously, I'm a little concerned that they've interjected really sharp-edged politics back in it. And by the way, the Democrats are not... unculpable in this or inculpable in this or whatever the $4 legal word is. That tells you about my law school, which is none. What I worry about in this, I mean, for example, the ranking member comes out and says, oh my gosh, he leaked classified information. Oh, by the way, I read classified information and this should go to a grand jury. I mean, all of that is just charged with partisanship. And so I worry about the committee to be able to function on any tough issue, and they're going to have to get back. I think they need to sit down, decide that they want to be a real working, functioning committee. As when I was there, I got along very well with my Democrat counterpart. Listen, we didn't always agree, but we agreed that national security was more important than our parties, and that we were going to put our party issues aside and try to get this right. And so
is it
I think
curious,
they need to get back to that.
Is it curious, though, to you that Devin Nunes went to the White House twice?
Well, yeah, yes, it is. I mean, it's peculiar, to say the least. Yeah. I mean, you know, he went to the White House to come back the next day to tell the White House what was in a document that was in the possession of the White House. That seems a little odd to me.
Right, it doesn't make a lot of sense, right? So,
well, and the only thing, here's how it could make sense. So let me give you the plausible.
Okay, please.
There's some certain pieces of information flow to certain places, and certain classifications... Not because he wouldn't have had access by classification, but it might not have been cleared for, you know, say, going down to the Intelligence Committee. Somebody's on the staff and sees something and says, wow, you need to come, calls him up, has some relationship with him, calls him and says, you need to see this. I can't take it out of this place because it's not authorized to leave here, and I don't want to commit a crime. But you are authorized to see something like this. I think there's some shenanigans. Come look at it. That is plausible. I will tell you.
So then does he go back to
the... It's not usual, but it is plausible.
Okay, so then when he goes back to the White House a second time, the next day, and meets with the president and shares with the press that the reason he's meeting with the president is there things that he saw that he thought would concern the president. He made it seem as though the president wouldn't have been aware of this, but that might be my take of it, or that might have been intentional deflection on his part. But basically, they could have been discussing it, and that's just my interpretation of what he meant when he said they were discussing it, right? I mean,
Well, your explanation there was as confusing as exactly what he did.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I mean, it's just really hard. It's just hard to understand. And the more he talked about it, the less I thought he should just stop talking about it. My recommendation said, Mr. Chairman, you know, you need to stop talking about this. It's either there is an investigation or there isn't. The FBI is clearly investigating certain things. We got to let them do that. The committee has great jurisdiction over what the Russians are actually doing. And I'm not talking about trying to pin it on a party or they tried to help this candidate or that. They clearly engaged in information operation campaign against the United States. We ought to know all about it. And the more we know about it, we the public, the better we can guard ourselves about what is likely to happen again.
Nunez making news for all sorts of reasons in the last couple of days. Most recent one posting is that he will absolutely never allow the other members of his committee to know the source of who gave him this intelligence briefing. And I just want to ask you, is that unusual? And is there anything based on what you know from the way he acted that you would not have done given the facts you know of right now?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure, you know, exactly who, what, when, why for him. But I will tell you that when I was chairman, he had lots of folks call me, email me, get a hold of me, send me notes, drop notes at my house about things that they were very, very concerned about. And it is a legitimate course for somebody who, in a classified setting, wants to report something that they can't do anywhere else, meaning they can't go to the press. And what you don't want to do is thinking that they can go to the press, or in Edward Snowden's case, he decided that he was going to go to the press and go to the Russians with information harmful to U.S. security. So I took each and every one of those very seriously. But I think the difference here is you have to vet the source. Do they have the right access? Do they have any motivation that's not pure in this that you need to find out? Not saying that they do, but you need to understand that. And then you need to keep quiet the way that you receive the information in a way that you don't jeopardize the disclosure of that person. And candidly, saying exactly where he got it certainly would lead to the possible disclosure of that individual. So, I mean, I just see a whole bunch of errors here, and I can't tell if something he read was so outrageous to him that he felt he had to do what he did. Don't know the answer to that. Only he can tell us that, I think, moving forward. But it's not normally the way you would handle a piece of information like that, especially as it might pertain to an ongoing investigation. That should have been included in the investigation, fully vetted, had the investigators, you know, actually go back and request that very specific information to come to the committee. All of those were, I think, better options.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to try and make this as unconfusing as I possibly can here. And just so bear with me.
No offense.
Because I don't know that I can. We're in a blizzard here. I mean, this is one of the issues. And today Sean Spicer at the podium at the press briefing, and the president through Twitter and everybody, you know, everybody's like, hey, what are you talking about? You know, Russia's a ruse. Why do you people keep talking about it? Why aren't you talking about the Clintons with Russia? Well, I would say to the president, because he's president of the United States, not Hillary Clinton. So that's why we're talking about it. And there's a drip, 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 drip here because the White House during the transition and then the administration have been very, very circumspect about letting information out about this. Michael Flynn, who the White House press secretary last week said, well, he was a volunteer with the campaign. No, he wasn't. He was a national security advisor, right? And he got fired for misrepresenting, misrepresenting his contacts with Russia to the vice president and the context of his contacts with Russian officials. Now, why is it? It seems to me, and you're a former FBI, it seems to me that the circumstantial evidence, along with the fact that they do not wish to be forthcoming from point to point, the only time that they ever acknowledge something is when they're really caught on the carpet, is the sort of thing that requires further and further and further investigation by people who do what you did.
Well, I think the FBI is investigating. I would not impede that in any way if I were them. If candidly, my advice, if they called me, would be, listen, you ought to appoint your own team. Do a review of what the Russians were doing in our election. You know, we have to get off of this notion. I think that there are people around the president who are advising, you know, you just got to keep pushing back on it. Listen, they don't care about Donald Trump being president of the United States. It's contrary to popular belief. They really didn't care about Hillary Clinton. They were going to try to damage anybody. They wanted discontent in the American system. Why do we know that? Because they've been doing it for 70 years. Only now they have a new toolkit, and it's called cyber, and it's called these information operations that include troll armies, that include the ability to influence social media in ways that we had really never seen before. And by the way, they're doing it in Europe now, too. So my argument is we all ought to know that. That's not a bad thing, Mr. President. Let us find out. Let the Congress find out. Let the FBI investigate that. And everybody needs to stop talking about, you know, I that Donald Trump won because Vladimir Putin was standing in your voting booth making you vote that way. I don't believe that.
Yeah, again, I don't think most people do. But they can't. They got to.
They did want us at each other's throat. And if you look at it, yeah. Man, they're still drinking vodka from that.
Oh yeah, no question. And that's the other piece of this too, which is that the White House continually saying, "Hey, we won. This has nothing to do with the vote total." That I think that is just as damning in some respects as the Democrats and that are jumping up and going, look, they stole the election, because neither is true. To get to the bottom of this, and this is now you've got the Jared Kushner overlay today, which is that Jared Kushner did meet with this representative of this Russian bank, right? It's an international bank. It's a development bank. It is not like a bank like Citibank. These are people who provide money for big projects in Russia and around the world. So he meets with them. Initially it was said that he met with them as part of, you know, his job as a transition official dealing with foreign governments. And now the Russians talk about, to your point, Mike Rogers, the Russian bank now says, no, he met with us as part of his job at the Kushner Group as an individual private citizen, which now twists that around with the intent, I believe, the Russians' intent of continuing to muddy the waters here.
You have hit the nail on the head. So how do we know now? And we know that the Russians will use misinformation to cause discontent. And this worries me more than anything. And this is why I think the White House made a serious mistake on this. We need to be able to understand, are they trying to discredit now people who are serving in the White House to cause angst, anxiety, and just keep this whole story going? Or did that really happen? Yeah. Well, the problem is, I don't trust the Russians as far as I can throw them. Or as far as I can ride a bear with my shirt off. Okay, come on. That's
I don't know how far that is. Like it might not be very far.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Give me a little something. Then.
Yeah, you got it.
I will tell you that it worries me a lot that they're going down this road. And now it's, you know, the Democrats are going to seize on that and say, see, oh, my God, this is the worst thing ever. And the Republicans are going to try to deny. This is why I think we need to step back and say, listen, we're not talking about this. We've got the Senate is going to investigate it and issue a report. I'm going to, you know, the House should investigate it, independent of the president, by the way, investigate this and issue a report. And not about the details of this meeting or that meeting. Let that go to the FBI. Let's lay bare what the Russian intelligence services are doing to us, and candidly, we're allowing them to do it to us by this sheer partisanship where you can't even say hello in the House of Representatives without somebody choking each other.
I
mean,
yeah, I know.
Crazy. I've never seen like this.
Right, and you were there. I mean, that was it's a very, very scary and unnerving, I guess is a better word. It's an unnerving time in American history.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah. You know, there was a great report by the RAND Corporation that talked about this Russian troll army guy. And for your listeners, a troll army are the folks that are sitting at their computers every day following different stories and then trying to influence that story by putting their comments that are, in this case, would be very pro-Russian or anti-American or, you know, just trying to kind of sow a little discontent. And his job, they worked 24-hour shifts in this shop. He worked 12 hours a day. He had to post at least 135 times with at least 200 characters each somewhere, either promoting, you know, Russian interests or degrading American interest. Mm. So you think about that. You see all these people posting about, oh, the United States is bad. So now you'll go to a site where it reports this Jared Kushner controversy, right or wrong. I don't know. I'm not saying I know.
Yeah.
But now guess what? They're going to be on there, and they're going to try to send this around, and they're going to they don't care that Donald Trump is president. That's what I worry about. How do we know? The only people that are really going to get through that is the FBI. These committees, in the shape they're in right now, are not going to be able to get through the politics of it. The FBI will and can and should, but these committees should go after what are their intentions and what are their capabilities in these kinds of information operations so that we don't feed on ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what we're doing.
Right. Excellent. We'll leave it at that, but that is an excellent point. Mike Rogers, thank you very much. Again, you can see Mike Rogers now. He's on the CNN all the time. We were supposed to have you yesterday, but CNN grabbed you away because apparently they're paying the bills and we're not.
Yeah, and, I'm sorry. They pay, and you know, I just love you guys. That's
but you just love us. Thanks.
Yeah, so we appreciate that.
You guys
come on
are the
again,
best.
Please.
We love Mike Rogers. All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate
you can't
it.
Have enough Mike Rogers in national security. There's just not enough of it.
Oh, so you guys get each other's mail? I wonder.
That's a good
one. Oh, we do.
I'll bet.
I'll tell you what. In this town, I always get my my phone call returned. I'll tell you that. They don't know who it is.
I'll bet that's
love
true.
That.
All right, Congressman. Thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
All right, Mike Rogers, former congressman, former head of the House Intel Committee. All right, here is Violetta Pademetic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.